Welcome to the Bitcoin Street Journal, Bitcoin Market Update, the podcast that brings you daily live updates on the ever-changing Bitcoin market. Stay informed with our in-depth Bitcoin technical analysis as we explore the current price of Bitcoin, BTC, market capitalization, and market supply. Get ready to dive into the world of cryptocurrency and stay ahead of the game. In today's episode, we'll cover Euro CBDC's potential protection against Bitcoin, Binance's user base, BTC's performance, SoFi Bank's Bitcoin holdings, SEC's delay on Bitcoin ETF decisions, Omen's mining farm launch, crypto miners diversifying into AI, Bitcoin NFT sales volume decline, SEC's legal victories, Ripple's appeal, crypto lender Helios sentencing, BTC's slipping price, MicroStrategy's BTC holdings, US leading Europe in crypto adoption, Bitcoin mining stock surge, Coinbase's base blockchain attracting scam tokens, BTC price analysis, Ethereum Foundation's funding, ThorChain token increase, FBI's crypto seizure, North Korean hackers theft, Gemini's SEC lawsuit dismissal filing, altcoin dump, Ripple V, SEC case updates, Italy's expensive mining, SIB's struggles, Bitcoin ordinals activity, Recur NFT platform closure, Cardano NFT price rise, crypto's anonymity debate, DYDX chain's ecosystem safety, Vitalik's ETH speculations, China's metaverse user monitoring plan, Coinbase's investment in Circle, XRP's potential rally, Ethereum's price drop, Bitcoin devs fight against Craig Wright lawsuit, BTC dominance rise, SEC's potential mistake in Ripple case, Gitcoin controversy, DJ wearing CryptoPunk helmet, DeFi lender hack, Elon Musk's Twitter block feature removal, Bitcoin flash crash explanation, OpenSea's backlash tokenization spotlight, cryptocurrency market sell-off, AI models with biological echoes, groundbreaking astrocytes, people's trust in AI over humans if they believe in God, AI-generated Ginsburg-inspired poems, CEO's lawsuit against crypto.com, comma Gemini's push for SEC case dismissal, Recur NFT platform shutdown, meme coins plummet, and a solo miner winning a Bitcoin reward. So I came across an interesting article from the World Economic Forum, and it seems like they believe that a Euro Central Bank digital currency, or CBDC, could actually protect people from the likes of Bitcoin. Yeah, you heard that right. According to the forum, a Euro CBDC could help safeguard public money in the face of a surge in cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin. I mean, how funny is that? It's like the Euro CBDC is here to save the day. But you know what's even funnier? The response from Lagarde. Basically, he's saying that the digital euro should not be tracked, especially for amounts under 300 euros, and even that is seen as dangerous because of potential terrorist activities. I guess he's really concerned about small amounts falling into the wrong hands. However, anything above that threshold would be monitored by the state. It's quite an interesting approach, don't you think? Now, let's talk about Bitcoin whales. These mega investors have managed to accumulate a whopping total of 27,755 BTC between May and now. That's a lot of Bitcoin. And speaking of numbers, guess how many registered users Binance, one of the biggest crypto exchanges, has reached? None other than a staggering 150 million users. Can you believe it? CZ, the CEO of Binance, couldn't contain his excitement as he tweeted about this milestone. I mean, I can understand why he's so fired up. Back in July 2022, Binance had already surpassed 120 million users, so that's a growth of 30 million in just a year. Impressive, right? Oh, and according to SimilarWeb, Binance's top traffic sources in the last 3 months are Turkey, Vietnam, Russia, Argentina, and India. It's interesting to see how crypto enthusiasm is spread across the globe. Now brace yourself for some stats. Since the start of this liquidity cycle back in March 2020, Bitcoin has been the best performing asset. Yes, you heard it right. Bitcoin has seen a whopping 397% increase in value since then. In comparison, the S&P had a 107% increase. NASDAQ got a 98.5% boost. VNQ went up by 42%. Gold saw a rise of 31%, and ARKK gained 30%. It's safe to say that Bitcoin has been crushing it. And the best part is that global liquidity is expected to continue growing. And guess what? Bitcoin is designed to absorb all that liquidity in the best way possible. It's like it was made for this. On another note, it seems like Bitcoin's volume has dropped to a 3-year low. Huh, talk about a quiet period for Bitcoin trading. But hey, let's not forget about what's happening down under. Yes, Australia is going cash-free, my friends. The government has already removed a staggering $1 billion in cash from circulation this year. Now that's a lot of dough. This makes you wonder if the government is paving the way for a central bank digital currency. Food for thought. Let's switch gears for a moment. Have you ever looked at Bitcoin and thought, wow, it just looks simple? Well, you're not alone. It's amazing how something so complex can appear incredibly straightforward. Bitcoin has this aura of simplicity around it, and yet it's the backbone of a revolutionary financial system. Now let's take a glimpse into the past. Over the last 10 years, we've witnessed the growth of not just Bitcoin, but also other top assets. And you know what? Bitcoin has outperformed them all. From Argentina's peso to the Russian ruble, the Turkish lira, and even the mighty US dollar, Bitcoin has shown its strength and gained against all of these currencies since the beginning of 2023. It's like Bitcoin has become a force to be reckoned with in the world of finance. Breaking news. The SEC, or the United States Securities and Exchange Commission, has decided to delay all Bitcoin ETF decisions until early 2024. Yep, you heard it right. This means that the wait for a Bitcoin ETF approval is a bit longer than we anticipated. But hey, good things come to those who wait, right? Let's hope this delay doesn't dampen spirits too much. Now let's talk about El Salvador. Guess who just became the first fully licensed crypto exchange in the country? None other than Binance. Yep, they did it again. Binance has established itself as a pioneer by becoming the first fully licensed crypto exchange in El Salvador. It's a significant step for both Binance and the crypto industry as a whole. Kudos to them for making history. Shifting our focus to the United States, we have some interesting news from San Francisco's SoFi Bank. In their Q2 earnings report, they revealed that they hold a staggering $82 million worth of Bitcoin. That's quite the addition to their balance sheet, don't you think? While we're on the topic of banks, let's just say that confidence in the Federal Reserve is at an all-time low. People are questioning its ability to effectively manage the economy and maintain stability. It's a challenging time for central banks around the world as they navigate this rapidly changing financial landscape. And finally, let's take a moment to talk about PayPal's stablecoin. Well, it seems like there's some skepticism around using it. Good luck to anyone who decides to give it a shot. Phew, that was quite a ride. We covered a lot of ground in this conversation, from Euro CBDCs to Bitcoin whales and everything in between. The world of cryptocurrencies is always evolving, and it's fascinating to see how these digital assets shape our financial future. The journey continues, my friend. Hey there. Today, let's dive into some interesting news in the world of cryptocurrencies. We have some exciting developments to share, so let's get started. First up, we have crypto miners exploring new avenues beyond traditional mining. It seems that high-performance computing is catching their attention because it might actually be more profitable. Imagine that. You can learn more about this by checking out the article. Speaking of Bitcoin, it seems that its NFT counterparts, known as Bitcoin Ordinals, have seen a significant decline in sales volume and transactions since June. This could be a sign of dwindling interest in Bitcoin NFTs. To get all the details, give the article a read. Moving on, a U.S. judge has granted the SEC's request to interrogate the co-founder of Terra Labs, Daniel Shin. Apparently, the co-founder got into some trouble with forged documents while trying to travel to Dubai. You can find out more about this intriguing case by clicking on the linked article. In other SEC news, they are seeking permission to appeal a Ripple ruling. The SEC believes that there is a difference of opinion regarding crypto's relationship with securities law in various courts. To delve deeper into this matter, take a look at the article. Next, let's talk about a crypto lender called Helio, based down under in Australia. They recently pleaded guilty to false license claims brought by ASIC, the Australian regulator. The guilty plea was considered by the regulator during the sentencing process. To learn more about this case, read the full article. Now let's move on to the market watch. Bitcoin has slipped below the $26,000 mark again, and we've seen drops of around 20% for Litecoin, SHIB, and XRP. On the flip side, tokens like KS and HBAR have been soaring, experiencing double-digit growth in the past 24 hours. If you want to keep an eye on the ever-changing market trends, make sure to read the article. Remember Michael Saylor from MicroStrategy? Well, 3 years after their first historic Bitcoin purchase, MicroStrategy now holds an impressive 153,000 BTC. That's quite the investment journey. Discover more about their Bitcoin holdings in the linked article. Now let's talk about crypto adoption. It seems the US is pulling ahead of Europe, thanks in part to BTC ETFs. A Bloomberg analyst highlighted the factors that give the US an edge in adoption. If you're curious about what sets them apart, give the article a read. Shifting our focus to Bitcoin mining, it's worth noting that mining stocks have experienced massive growth this year. Some of them have jumped a whopping 200%, but there's one standout that has soared nearly 400%. Intrigued? Check out the article for more information. In some unfortunate news, Coinbase's incubated Base blockchain has attracted over 500 scam tokens. These tokens have generated substantial trading volume, reaching approximately $3.7 million on decentralized exchanges within the Base network. Get the full scoop in the article. Lastly, let's take a look at Bitcoin's recent price movement. After a crash resulting in an 11% weekly decline, the price has encountered significant rejection near the critical $30,000 threshold. However, the current scenario shows the price consolidating around the crucial support range of $25,000. Could this be a bottom, signaling a halt to further downtrends? Find out more in the comprehensive article. Wrapping up, the Ethereum Foundation recently announced $9 million in project and conference funding for the second quarter. If you're interested in the latest developments funding Ethereum projects, be sure to check out their quarterly report. That wraps up our roundup of crypto news for today. Stay tuned for more exciting updates in the ever-evolving world of cryptocurrencies. So let's dive into some interesting news from the crypto world. ThorChain's native token has managed to defy the broader market crash by registering weekly increases. This is quite impressive considering the current volatility in the market. Now, here's an interesting correlation that you might not have heard of: the price of oranges and Bitcoin. Believe it or not, there seems to be a strong yearly correlation between the two. It's a perfect example of what makes Bitcoin's master thesis so appealing: the ability to connect and influence various aspects of our lives, even seemingly unrelated ones like fruit prices. In other news, SBF, the popular crypto figure, has filed a request for weekdays out of jail to prepare for his defense. His legal team argues that he cannot be expected to fully review all the accusations leveled against him while being incarcerated. It's an interesting legal maneuver, and we'll have to wait and see how it plays out. Moving on, the FBI has been busy confiscating crypto assets. Between March and May of this year, they managed to seize nearly $2 million worth of Bitcoin, Ether, Tether, Monero, and DAI. It's a significant move in the ongoing battle against illicit activities and money laundering in the crypto industry. Speaking of illicit activities, North Korean hackers have reportedly stolen a staggering $180 million in the first half of 2023. These hackers have been progressively refining their targets, methodologies, and strategies for money laundering. It's alarming to see how they continue to evolve and adapt in their pursuit of financial gain. On a more positive note, Omen has introduced a crypto mining center valued at a whopping $350 million. This is their second major mining facility, following the one established in November 2022. It's clear that Omen sees the potential in crypto mining and wants to be at the forefront of this industry. But not everything is smooth sailing in the crypto world. Bored Ape investors are suing Yuga Labs, Sotheby's, and 28 others as NFT prices take a plunge. Sotheby's has denounced these allegations as baseless and is fully prepared to defend itself in court. It'll be interesting to see how this lawsuit unfolds and what impact it might have on the NFT market. In another legal battle, Gemini has filed a request to dismiss the SEC lawsuit against them. It seems like more and more crypto platforms are opting for this route to defend themselves against regulatory inquiries. We'll have to wait and see if the request is granted and what it means for the broader crypto industry. Now let's talk about market movements. While Bitcoin has been struggling at the $26,000 mark, several altcoins have experienced significant dumps of over 20% in just 1 week. Ape, Uni, LTC, and SHIB have all taken a hit, emphasizing the volatility and unpredictability of the crypto market. Switching gears, let's briefly touch on the ongoing Ripple v. SEC case. This legal battle is far from over, and there are two critical deadlines that everyone needs to keep in mind. The outcome of this case could have significant implications for the entire cryptocurrency industry, so it's definitely worth keeping a close eye on. Now let's talk about the latest hype in the crypto world, FriendTech. This Web3 social app has been generating a lot of buzz and is racking up daily fees driven by speculation of an upcoming airdrop. It's always exciting to see new projects capturing the attention of the crypto community. Shibarium, another project in the crypto ecosystem, has recently been taken into private mode. While there were initial hiccups, we can expect a relaunch in the near future. It'll be interesting to see how they address the challenges and what improvements they bring to the table. Shifting our focus back to Bitcoin, the BTC Fear and Greed Index is indicating a level of less than 40, something we haven't seen in the past 8 months. This metric reflects the sentiment and emotions of market participants, and a low score suggests increased fear and caution among investors. It's a reminder of the ever-changing dynamics of the crypto market. Have you ever wondered which countries are the most expensive and cheapest for mining Bitcoin? Well, according to recent data, Italy takes the crown as the most expensive nation, while Lebanon offers the cheapest mining costs. It's fascinating to see how mining economics can vary depending on the location. Let's talk about Shiba Inu, one of the popular cryptocurrencies. Despite a 22% weekly disaster, there are three important things to keep an eye on this week. The cryptocurrency recently experienced a rejection at a key resistance level, highlighting the importance of support and resistance levels in technical analysis. The key levels to watch are $0.000008, $0.000007 for support, and $0.000085, $0.00001 for resistance. Now let's touch on the concept of Bitcoin ordinals. Did you know that there are currently over 25.6 million inscriptions on the Bitcoin network? These ordinals carry significant cultural and historical value within the crypto community. It's another example of how the blockchain technology is evolving beyond just financial transactions. Unfortunately, not all platforms stand the test of time. Recur, an NFT platform that raised $50 million 2 years ago, has decided to shut down. However, the platform plans to transfer all NFT media and metadata to a decentralized storage protocol, ensuring that users will still have access to their NFTs even after the closure. It's great to see measures being taken to protect the interests of users in the face of platform shutdowns. Lastly, let's talk about Cardano's rise in the NFT market. Though they might have been late to the party, Cardano is slowly making its mark as a dominant player in the NFT space. It's interesting to see how different blockchain platforms are carving out their niches in this rapidly growing sector. Privacy is a crucial aspect of the crypto industry, and it's a topic that Adrian Brink, the co-founder of Anoma and Nomada, feels strongly about. In an interview, he emphasized that without privacy, crypto could cease to exist. It's a reminder of the importance of privacy-focused technologies and the ongoing debate around regulatory measures and individual rights. So that wraps up our tour of the latest crypto news. From ThorChain's token resilience to legal battles and market movements, there's never a dull moment in the world of cryptocurrency. Stay tuned for more updates as the crypto landscape continues to evolve. Crypto's anonymity has long been praised as one of its foundational principles, but the tides are turning in the conversation. The question arises, can crypto survive without anonymity? Let's dive deeper into some recent developments in the crypto world. First, let's talk about DYDX chain validators and stakers and how they play a role in keeping the ecosystem unharmed. One of their main responsibilities is to refrain from engaging in MEV, minor extractable value activities. MEV refers to the additional profits that miners can potentially make by manipulating transactions or front-running trades. By avoiding these activities, DYDX contributors ensure fairness and integrity within the ecosystem. Additionally, proper storage of signing keys is crucial. These keys are used to verify and authorize transactions, so safeguarding them prevents unauthorized access and potential security breaches. In recent news, Vitalik Buterin, one of the co-founders of Ethereum, sent $1 million worth of ETH to Coinbase. Speculation surrounds this move, with some suggesting that Vitalik may be preparing to sell his ETH holdings. Others believe that he might be transferring his holdings to Coinbase's Layer 2 blockchain base. While the true motive behind the transaction remains uncertain, it highlights the dynamic nature of the crypto space and the various possibilities that arise. Speaking of dynamics, China's proposed digital identity system has raised concerns about privacy in the metaverse. The system aims to gather personal information about metaverse users and store it permanently. This raises questions about individual autonomy and control over personal data. The metaverse, which encompasses virtual worlds and online communities, thrives on anonymity and pseudonymity. Introducing a system that collects personal information goes against the grain of what many users value in the metaverse. On the subject of investments, Coinbase has made a notable move by purchasing equity in Circle. Circle is the company behind USDC, a stablecoin that was launched in 2018. This investment demonstrates Coinbase's commitment to future developments and advancements in the stablecoin market. As cryptocurrencies continue to gain mainstream adoption, stablecoins like USDC play a crucial role in providing stability and bridging the gap between traditional finance and the crypto world. Let's shift gears and talk about Ripple's XRP. The recent drop in Bitcoin's value has had a significant impact on Ripple's price, leading to a downturn. However, amidst this downward trend, there is a glimmer of hope. The price of XRP is approaching a strong support zone marked by the 200-day moving average. Technical analysis suggests that this support level could potentially trigger a short-term interruption in the prevailing downtrend. It's essential to keep an eye on these technical indicators while considering the broader market forces at play. Another major cryptocurrency, Ethereum, has experienced a significant drop in price. After weeks of consolidation below a key resistance level, Ethereum's price has finally made a substantial move to the downside. While there are still support levels to consider, the overall sentiment is not optimistic. Technical analysis indicates that things are looking challenging for ETH, and it remains to be seen how low the price may go. As always, the crypto market is known for its volatility and unpredictable nature, so it's crucial to stay informed and make decisions based on thorough analysis. In the legal realm, a group of Bitcoin developers is fighting back against a lawsuit brought by Craig Wright's crypto company. The lawsuit claims ownership of a substantial amount of BTC. The outcome of this legal battle could have significant implications for Bitcoin and the broader crypto community, testing the boundaries of ownership and decentralization. Taking a broader look at the crypto market, Bitcoin dominance has once again risen, while altcoins like ADA, BNB, Matic, and AVAX have retraced further. Interestingly, Akash Network's AKT has emerged as a new representative among the top 100 altcoins after experiencing a 12% daily surge. The altcoin market always presents opportunities for growth and volatility, and it's essential to keep track of these market movements to make informed investment decisions. Shifting gears, let's discuss the case against Ripple, XRP, and the potential mistake made by the SEC. A legal expert believes that the SEC committed a massive error in their case against Ripple. This case has significant implications for the future regulation of cryptocurrencies and the clarity surrounding the classification of digital assets. As the case unfolds, it will be interesting to see how it shapes the regulatory landscape for the crypto industry as a whole. Moving away from legal matters, let's delve into the world of decentralized autonomous organizations, DAOs. Gitcoin, a prominent DAO, recently faced backlash, reigniting the age-old debate of whether DAOs are truly superior to traditional firms. The incident underscores the inherent challenges and complexities involved in governing decentralized systems. While DAOs bring new possibilities for collaboration and decision-making, they are not immune to controversy and complications. On a lighter note, let's talk about Seedphrase, a DJ who wears a CryptoPunk helmet while spinning. With their debut single Angels released, Seedphrase aims to let the music speak for itself and overcome skepticism. The intersection of art and crypto continues to expand, providing unique experiences and expressions within the crypto community. Unfortunately, not all news in the crypto world is positive. Another crypto bridge has collapsed as a DeFi lender on the Optimism network suffered a $7 million attack. The incident highlights the ongoing challenges of securing decentralized financial systems and the need for robust security measures. While the DeFi space offers immense opportunities, it is crucial to remain cautious and stay informed about potential risks. In social media news, Elon Musk, the founder of Tesla and a prominent figure in the crypto space, announced plans to eliminate Twitter's block feature. This decision has sparked an outcry among users who cite safety concerns on the platform. The move raises questions about the role of social media platforms in regulating user interactions and balancing freedom of expression with user safety. Lastly, let's talk about the recent flash crash in Bitcoin's price, which led to a downturn in the entire crypto market. Experts speculate on the various factors that triggered the crash, ranging from Elon Musk's tweets to concerns surrounding Evergrande, a Chinese real estate conglomerate. As Bitcoin experiences fluctuations, it's essential to keep a close eye on market trends and stay updated on the latest developments that may impact its price. In conclusion, the crypto world is a dynamic and ever-evolving space where anonymity, governance, investments, and market trends intersect. The recent developments discussed here shed light on the complexities and opportunities within the crypto ecosystem. It is crucial to stay informed, conduct thorough analysis, and approach the crypto market with critical thinking to navigate its inherent volatility and make well-informed decisions. Hey, everyone. Today, we have some interesting news to share that shows how our perceptions of certain things can sometimes surprise us. Turns out, those unassuming astrocytes in our brains are not just simple helper cells. They have more going on than meets the eye. In other news, a joint university study has found an intriguing connection between belief in God and trust in artificial intelligence, AI. It seems that people who strongly believe in God are more willing to trust advice from AI rather than humans. It's quite an interesting finding and brings up some thought-provoking questions about the relationship between spirituality and technology. Speaking of AI, there's an exciting new exhibition in Los Angeles that showcases AI-generated poems inspired by Allen Ginsberg's photographs. It's like having an AI-powered Allen Ginsberg creating beatnik-style poems. The fusion of technology and art continues to evolve and create fascinating works. Now, let's move on to some legal matters. Sam Bankman-Fried, the founder of FTX, is requesting a regular release from jail. His defense seems to be centered around blaming his lawyers for the situation. They argue that he needs better access to evidence. It's always interesting to see how legal strategies unfold, especially when lawyers themselves become part of the defense. In another legal battle, a token founder claims to have lost a significant amount of money and his house in a scam orchestrated by individuals pretending to be representatives of a major digital currency exchange. It's a cautionary tale, reminding us to be vigilant and cautious in the crypto space. Now let's dive into the world of crypto Twitter. Last week, there were many rumors floating around about Tether's exposure to the bankrupt Chinese property giant Evergrande. As with any social media platform, unsubstantiated rumors are abundant, and it's important to take everything with a grain of salt. In a recent federal court case, the judge affirmed the sanctions imposed on Tornado Cash. Some users argued that these sanctions violated their First Amendment rights, but the judge dismissed those claims. It's an important decision that sets a precedent in the intersection of crypto and legal matters. Gemini, a major cryptocurrency exchange, is pushing back against a lawsuit filed by the SEC. Lawyers for Gemini argue that the SEC cannot prove that the company was selling securities to customers, and they are fighting to have the case dismissed. Legal battles between regulators and crypto companies are always worth keeping an eye on. Next, we have some unfortunate news in the NFT space. Despite raising $50 million in funding and having prominent backers, NFT platform Recur has announced that it will be shutting down. It's a reminder that even with substantial resources and support, success in the fast-changing world of NFTs is not guaranteed. In the world of decentralized finance, DeFi, Base Network has been experiencing a surge in activity and fees. The crypto app, linked to Twitter, has been gaining popularity and attracting more users to the Coinbase-incubated Base Network. It's exciting to see the growth of DeFi and its integration with social platforms. Now, let's talk about meme coins. The market has been down, and meme coins, known for their higher risks, have taken a significant hit. Additionally, the launch of Shibarium last week contributed to the drop in the price of Shibi. It's a reminder that meme coins can be subject to extreme volatility and unpredictable market dynamics. And finally, we have a lucky solo miner who recently achieved a major milestone. This miner was able to snag a Bitcoin block reward worth a staggering $160,000. It's a testament to the potential rewards that can come from mining cryptocurrencies. even for individuals operating on their own. That's all for this week's News Roundup. Stay tuned for more updates on the fascinating world of technology, crypto, and AI. Take care and see you next time. Have you heard the latest news from the world of cryptocurrency? Let's dive right in. First up, we have an interesting story about Bitcoin mining. It seems that a lucky miner with a mere 1 PHS in hash power is enjoying far fewer resources than the major industrial scale mining pools. It just goes to show that even with limited resources, you can still make your mark in the world of Bitcoin. Moving on, China is making headlines once again with its plans to take its social credit system to the metaverse. Reports suggest that officials in China have proposed a government-controlled internet to a UN metaverse focus group. This raises many questions about internet freedom and privacy, and it will be fascinating to see how this unfolds. In Ethereum news, there has been some activity involving ETH linked to Vitalik Buterin, the co-founder of Ethereum. Approximately $1.3 million in Ethereum has either been sent to an 8-year-old address or used to buy altcoins on Coinbase. It's always intriguing to follow the movements of influential figures in the crypto world. When it comes to global crypto regulation, things can get quite complicated. Traditional finance lenses struggle to assess cryptocurrencies accurately, and determining the responsible oversight agencies can be challenging. As the crypto industry continues to evolve, it will be crucial for regulators to keep up with the pace. In a recent development, Binance's Euro transfers are still available, despite some confusion caused by an erroneous tweet. Paysafe, a payment service provider, confirmed that Binance users can conduct Euro transactions via SEPA until September 25th. It's essential to clarify such information promptly to avoid any unnecessary panic within the crypto community. Now, let's delve into the world of AI investments. ARK, Cathie Wood's investment firm, believes that the market is not fully appreciating some AI investments. They caution against solely focusing on mega-cap tech giants and urge investors to consider other promising opportunities in the AI sector. It's always interesting to see where the next big breakthroughs in technology will come from. Speaking of AI, a recent report from the International Labor Organization, ILO, suggests that while AI won't lead to an unemployment crisis, jobs are still at risk. In fact, the ILO highlights that working women are more vulnerable to the threats posed by artificial intelligence. As society continues to embrace AI, it's crucial to have discussions about job security and equitable opportunities. In a concerning case, the SEC alleges that a crypto fund misled clients with promises of extraordinary returns. Titan, a crypto product, claimed to offer annual returns of over 2,700%. But it is now facing legal action. This serves as a reminder to investors to thoroughly research any investment opportunities and exercise caution before diving in. Moving on to Bitcoin, we have news of institutional investors selling $55 million worth of Bitcoin in the past week. This happened amidst a widespread crypto sell-off and delays from the SEC regarding ETF decisions. The market sentiment plays a significant role in the movement of crypto assets, and it will be interesting to see how institutional investors navigate these fluctuations. Despite a ban on blockchain games on popular PC marketplace Steam, developers are finding ways to work around or within the rules. Crypto and NFT games are still launching on Steam, showcasing the resilience and adaptability of the gaming industry. It's exciting to see how blockchain technology is being integrated into the world of gaming. In a significant acquisition, Coinbase has purchased a stake in Circle, leading to the dissolution of the USDC Stablecoin Issuer Center. This consolidation of operations is an interesting development in the stablecoin space and could have implications for the wider cryptocurrency ecosystem. Now, let's talk about Friend.Tech, the latest obsession in the crypto world. Celebrities are signing up on this tokenized social media platform, which has already surpassed the popularity of Tron and Uniswap. However, some critics raise concerns about the sustainability of this Ponzi scheme. It's worth keeping an eye on Friend.Tech to see how it evolves and whether it can live up to the hype. The founders of Friend.Tech recently shared their plans for the tokenized social media platform. They discussed what's next for the platform and admitted that they need to catch their breath following the boom in popularity. It's always interesting to hear from the minds behind innovative crypto projects and see how they navigate the challenges that come with success. Moving on to the intersection of gaming and crypto, we have esports and gaming influencers earning significant amounts on friend.tech. FaZe Banks and Nadeshot, titans in the esports and gaming world, are cashing in on this buzzy social token app. It's an exciting time for the convergence of these two industries and the monetization opportunities it presents. K-pop fans, listen up. Blackpink, one of the biggest K-pop groups, has launched a metaverse experience on Roblox. Blackpink, the palace will provide fans with interactive experiences and is set to evolve over the next year. This showcases the growing integration of entertainment and the metaverse, offering fans unique ways to connect with their favorite artists. Lastly, we have an update regarding friend.tech, the red-hot social crypto app. The app has renamed its token, likely in response to regulatory concerns. The term shares has been dropped, raising questions about the legality of the app. It will be essential to closely monitor any regulatory developments in this space to ensure investor protection and adherence to existing laws. And that's a wrap on the latest news in the crypto world. Stay tuned for more updates and exciting developments as the industry continues to evolve and capture our attention. Hey there. If you want to show some love and support for the Bitcoin Street Journal, we've got a bunch of platforms where you can do just that. First up, head over to fountain.com and give us a thumbs up, share, or even better, hit that subscribe button. Then you can also find us on Noster Build, Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com, Pandora, Samsung Podcasts, Apple iTunes, and iHeartRadio. Phew, we're all over the place, huh? So go ahead and show some love on whichever platform you prefer. We're grateful for any support that comes our way. It means the world to us. Whether you're liking, sharing, or subscribing, every little action helps us grow and bring you more awesome content. So once again, thank you for listening and supporting the Bitcoin Street Journal. We appreciate you. In today's episode, we covered a range of topics, including the laughable non-potential benefits of Euro CBDC, the growth of Binance's user base, the latest updates in the Bitcoin market, regulatory developments surrounding Bitcoin ETFs, and the ups and downs of various cryptocurrencies and related markets. We also explored the intersection of crypto and AI, security concerns in the crypto industry, and interesting developments in the NFT space. Additionally, we discussed some fascinating stories related to AI, trust in technology, and legal battles in the crypto world. Thanks for tuning in, and don't forget to subscribe for more exciting episodes.